There you go. It's a Wednesday morning, and you're on Radio Life and Style, coming to you live from the heart of Ballito. Welcome to your Wednesday. Welcome to the show. You're with me, Mike, in the morning. The show proudly powered by Accelerate Security, as we put foot on that accelerator and head into our juicy interview of the morning. And a story that is, well, you would have heard a little bit in our last news bulletin. It's in the spotlight. Very interesting. Lots of kind of murky dimensions to it. And to try and get a handle on what is playing out today, we're anticipating a public announcement to be made this very morning. A decision on whether the disciplinary inquiry against the Kwadukuza municipality suspended CFO Shamir Rajkumar will be open to the public and to the media, or maybe not. Well, this is what we're waiting to hear. But as we kind of try to wrap our brains around what's really at stake here, what is this all really about? In the studio with me, I have two very clued up, very well connected and well informed individuals. Investigative journalist Penny Foree is on the microphone, no stranger to Radio Life and Style. Penny, welcome back. How are you doing on a Wednesday?
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for keeping us in the loop, and thanks for giving me the sort of the update on paper before this chat as to where things are. Alongside you, we're in good company with the chairman of the KDRF, the Kwadukuza Residents Forum. Warwick Chapman is in the house as well. Also, no stranger to the microphone. Warwick, how are you?
Morning, Mike. Good, thank you. And good morning to all the listeners. And Penny over here.
Great to have you both in the studio as we kind of weigh in on this hot topic, which is it's perplexing on a couple of levels. Just to sort of set the scene and explain what it's all about. Penny, take us back. Why is the Kwadukuza Municipal CFO, Chief Financial Officer, Shamir Rajkumar, currently suspended and in hot water?
Yeah, well, the big issue now is we've filed an application together with the two civic groups in our region, KDRF and the Lembe Citizens Movement, to be allowed to report on the hearing, which is taking place today and tomorrow. So we're going to, the ruling is going to be made today at 9:30, whether we're going to be allowed access to the disciplinary hearing. Now, Rajkumar, he's the CFO for KDM for the last 13 years. He was put on precautionary suspension last month, and there were queries following the use of multiple bank accounts. And this is a matter that dates back to 2018. And the matter did appear before MPAC, the Municipal Public Accounts Committee, mm-hmm. and was set aside. And obviously that has come about. So obviously, because he is a public figure and he's been, there's been accusations of wrongdoing, and he operates in the public sphere, it's obviously a public interest story as well.
Hence the reason why the media and public representative organizations are requesting to be able to sit in on the matter as it goes to court. And this matter, dating back to 2018, relating to irregular, fruitless, and wasteful expenditure linked to bank charges. However, it's understood that no loss, theft, or misappropriation of council money,
absolutely,
none of that was incurred.
Yeah.
But this is not the first time that Rajkumar has had to defend his name. In court, he's been in the spotlight before.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we've had discussions on this radio station with you, Warwick, not so long ago, talking about the state of our local municipal structures. And one thing that seemed to be a point of consensus was that as far as financial management goes, one of the sort of stronger pillars in our municipal setup has been the financial management and accounting side of things, and that's been under the guidance of Shamir Rajkumar largely. Am I right?
That's exactly right. We've chatted on this station before about how fortunate we are in Kwadukuza that the municipality is relatively well run and well managed from a financial management perspective. And the CFO, the chief financial officer, he is the custodian of that prudent financial management, and he has been doing that job for 10 plus years now. He has been targeted in the past, and we are extremely concerned that what we are seeing now is an attempt to get him out the way again.
Yeah, can I just raise a point which was quite crucial? Obviously, everyone's talking about it. It was the timing of this disciplinary action, and that was the red flag. Now, KDM recently received 1.2 billion rand in grant flood funding. And what's concerning is that the CFO chairs a tender adjudication committee. And as CFO, obviously, he performs various tasks related to this grant, as well as procurement related to this grant. So this, his absence is going to have a severe impact on this matter.
Wow, and how that that all gets managed and unfolds. Yeah. So already you can see the red flags are waving, the alarm bells are going off, and it then makes total sense that there would be such interest in this matter from a media, from a public concern point of view. Ultimately, public funds are being managed directly under the watchful eye of Shamir Rajkumar in his role as CFO. And so this is then of extreme concern to any ratepayer who wants to make sure that their funny their money or funds
money, money.
is going towards where where
and
it should
be. A transparent obviously the other concern is that the finance department currently has a 35% vacancy rate. So you're taking someone with such experience out of the equation. And a recent financial report that appeared before the Finance Portfolio Committee last week also had some concerns that Kwadukuza Municipality, their reserves, the two-month reserves, has gone down since his absence to 1.4 months. So that is an equivalent of about over 100 million rand.
Wow.
And obviously, as a rate-paying society, 85% of Kwadukuza Municipality's income comes from our rates.
Yeah.
So we have a vested interest on transparency and obviously how the money is going to be spent.
Sure. Well, as we kind of try and unpack this and understand all the dimensions to this this matter playing out, I have it in front of me here that Mr. Rajkumar has actually requested that the media and the public be allowed to attend his hearings. He wants this to be transparent and open and for media and public groups to have access to the matter, which I think is also quite telling.
Yeah.
And just trying to understand the last time he was in the crosshairs, so to speak, possibly being targeted trying to be sidelined. What was the that matter related to? Something to do with copiers, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it was a photocopying issue, and obviously there was a disciplinary hearing. There were a number of officials that were also implicated, but the matter was set aside, and then they got a rap on the knuckles for that as well.
So the fact of that is, you've got an example where we've got, as you say, over a decade's worth of experience here, a CFO who has been lauded for the most part for sterling work, and we have no shortage of examples of municipalities all around the country where financial management has been lax, to say the least, and that's been the downfall of many municipal institutions. We've got a good thing going here. We've got a vested interest in making sure that the mechanisms continue to operate, certainly on the financial front, with being above reproach. And this is a very pivotal story here. How this plays out could have a significant impact on the future of municipal developments, public spending, management of ratepayer funds. So it's a big story.
Yeah. And obviously you also, there's so many rumors going around now of political meddling and interference. And everyone has heard about the voice note that was going around a few weeks ago that was released in the social media domain. And there were allegedly municipal officials, senior municipal officials, who they said paid a few councillors to swing the vote when the issue came to council on whether they were going to take a decision to suspend Mr. Rajkumar. And obviously they were paid a sum to vote in favour of his suspension.
Well, yeah, I mean, if as you say, if that voice note is to be believed, and we're not going to rule on that right now.
Yeah.
We don't have the ability to, but...
It's all allegations, and, the municipality has rubbished the note saying it's a ploy to target the ANC. So
There's so many dimensions to this thing, but the bottom line is, this morning, at 9:30, there's going to be an official announcement made. Straight after that, following that, this matter then goes into court and actually the ruling starts to unfold. I believe they really want to expedite this now over the next 2 days and put this thing to bed.
There's a senior advocate who's chairing the meeting today, and it's being held in Ballito at the municipal offices, and he wants to expedite this. And obviously, Kwadukuza is defending it. There's senior counsel involved, and there's a lot of money involved, and their legal costs are being covered by the ratepayers as well. So don't want to drag this out. Hey?
And from the KDRF's perspective, Warwick?
Mike, I think the first thing to point out here is that the KDRF has requested formally, in writing, for access to the disciplinary inquiry. So we submitted a request to the chairperson of the disciplinary inquiry, who is an advocate that has been hired by the municipality, and we expect a decision on that request this morning. That's the announcement that you're talking about.
Okay.
As soon as that announcement's been made, we either have access or we don't, but the disciplinary inquiry then commences.
Regardless.
And over the next 2 days, we should hopefully have a conclusion to this issue. The reason it's so absolutely critical to us is everything in a municipality from a service delivery perspective begins and ends with bid adjudication. Who gets tenders to do what?
Yeah.
Okay? And if that falls apart, then money, so cash reserves, which has always been a plus point for our municipality, is that we've always been in a surplus position, certainly over the past decade plus that the CFO has been managing things. The quality of our audits have been clean or one below clean, which is where we want them to be. And generally speaking, as far as tenders and things are concerned, there has been, you know, we do see roads getting fixed, and we do see delivery that other municipalities are not seeing. Mm. And if that line of defense is removed, the functional status of our entire municipality could change from one day to the next. So this is possibly the most serious issue we've ever had to deal with.
Wow.
And so we are asking for access because if there's a dispute around the extent to which excessive bank charges may have been levied against the municipality, how serious is that really? So is there a prima facie case, and to what extent does that warrant the wholesale removal of the CFO? And then another consideration for ratepayers, which Penny has alluded to, is how much are we talking in terms of excessive bank fees? Was it 100,000 rand? Was it 1 million rand? And how does that compare to how much money has been spent trying to remove the CFO? Legitimately, as in spent on senior counsel and other consultants. Illegitimately, as in the allegations of bribing other councillors to vote for the suspension of the CFO, and also in terms of indirect costs to the municipality with, you know, allegations of the cash surplus of the municipality reducing from 2 months to 1.4 months in the time that he's been gone, and who knows what decisions been made about the 1.2 billion in his absence. So the potential for loss to the municipality compared to what is almost certainly a trivial amount in bank fees that he is being charged for is really the basis of us requiring access from a public interest perspective. This is the most important public interest issue that's been before this municipality and its residents for a long time, and that's why we've asked for access, because we're very, very concerned that this is an attempt to get a gatekeeper out the way, and the gate that the person is blocking is the gate to the Treasury.
Wow. That explains what is at stake here in no uncertain terms, and if you were in any doubt as to how crucial this matter is, now you're starting to get the picture. Obviously, depending on what unfolds over the next 2 days, hopefully we'll be able to keep tabs on it blow by blow with media access. But once a ruling has been made, then obviously we'll need to see which way the ball has rolled and what the options on the table are looking like then. If there is a need to explore any other legal options from a residents and ratepayers point of view, if it's a decision that is going to be negatively impacting and unfavorable, I'm sure you're anticipating all options at this stage, Warwick, you and the KDRF and affiliated organizations.
Yeah, not least of all, some discussions taking place about trying to see whether or not there's appetite to assist Mr. Rajkumar with his expenses.
Which are significant, I imagine.
Significant. So one of the reasons that we want access is that if this is indeed a sham and an attempt to just get him out the way, and it is going to end up like it did last time with the photocopier saga where he carried the bill himself, I think we should see about the extent to which the broader community that have benefited from his dedication over the past decade plus might help him to cover some of those costs.
You know, sources within the AIN, the municipality, have said that the costs of the bank charges, where the bank, they changed from F&B to APSA, and they kept one of the accounts open because a lot of the ratepayers were still paying there. Mm. So what happened is they were taking, once the money was deposited in the F&B account, they would take the tranches and put it back to the new account, which is the APSA account, and that has incurred bank charges up to the value that's been bandied around is about 60 to 100,000 rand. Now you take that in context, we've got above inflation increases with all the councillors, with such a very difficult fiscal year coming ahead of us with all our expenses. Then we've got electricity losses, which are over 200 million rand right now. And we are saying, what is going on with there? You know, why isn't there a deeper investigation? The executive director of the electricity department, why isn't he being brought to task? I mean, he's getting a performance bonus based on these figures. So there's a whole lot of stuff going on. We've got irregular expenditure linked to contracts as well. So there's a whole lot of stuff that needs bigger attention than this.
Wow. Well, this is certainly in the spotlight right now, and for good reason, while it's all playing out. And one of the things that we have going for us is we have concerned and dedicated citizens who are determined to make sure that stuff like this doesn't just get swept under the rug, that it's in the public consciousness and on the public's minds, so that if there is a need to rally public support for whatever reason, for the public benefit, we can do that. And so we will be keeping tabs on this. We will be in touch with both of you and your organizations affiliated following this morning's developments, following the announcement. And if you do get access to the proceedings, we'd love to have updates on how it's all unfolding.
Absolutely.
Over the next 2 days. And then seeing where things are at the end of this procedure and what the next chapter holds. You haven't heard the last of the Rajkumar story, not by a long shot, and we'll definitely be bringing you the updates as we get them right here on Radio Life and Style from concerned citizens, investigative journalists like Penny Furry, and civil action, civil society groups like the Kwadubuza Residents Forum, KDRF. My special guest in the studio with me, KDRF Chairman Warwick Chapman and investigative journalist Penny Furry. Guys, thanks for, trying to, in a very short length of time, explain why this is such a vital issue. And thanks for doing the work that you're doing, keeping a watchful eye on this and trying to hold those in power to account. We'll definitely be having a follow-up chat very, very soon. What do you say?
Absolutely.
You heard it, Mike. Radio Life and Style. And keep it locked on your local station as we keep our ears to the ground. So many